a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, KSL News Time is 8 o'clock. We made it to Friday. It's the 7th day of May. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, it is 62 in Provo, 69 in Salt Lake City.
We've got our busiest stretch of I-15 right now in the middle of the valley. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
We start the hour with developing news here, getting a reaction this morning on the monthly government jobs report that came in much lower than expected.
U.S. companies added only 266,000 jobs in April after economists had forecast almost a million new jobs. Senior economist for Zions Bank, Robert Spenlove, says this was a big surprise.
I think what's happening is we're starting to see, and we're really seeing it in Utah, there's labor shortages. Employers are having a really hard time finding workers.
Spenlove says federal unemployment benefits could be partially to blame for encouraging people to stay out of the workforce. Boyd Matheson will join us in 5 minutes to give his take on the jobs report. Then at the bottom of the hour, we'll speak live with the CEO of the Salt Lake Chamber about what he's seeing in Utah's job market.
Grief counselors are in Rigby, Idaho this morning to help any students and parents traumatized by yesterday's middle school shooting.
You never think that you're going to ever have to make that text.
The schools in the small town will remain closed today while police continue to figure out what led a sixth grade student using a handgun to fire on her classmates and a janitor. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with the details. John?
Yeah, Amanda, police are still investigating any sort of a motive and how exactly the sixth grade girl came into possession of the handgun that she had stored in her backpack. Cops say she started firing at the school shortly after 9 in the morning and injured three people in the process, two students and a janitor. Student Bella Kinghorn was in the school auditorium when she heard shots ring.
Some of us saw blood on the ground, and there was many police officers like scanning the area still, thinking that there is still people in the building armed.
Thankfully, all three victims are expected to recover, and prosecutors say the sixth grade girl could be facing three counts of attempted murder. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. A Fort Jackson trainee is in jail today after being accused of hijacking an elementary school bus with kids on board. The 23-year-old boarded the bus yesterday morning with a rifle. He eventually let the kids off the bus, including fourth grader Keandre James.
Something wasn't right, but I heard him yelling and cursing on the bus, and all I heard the bus driver voice saying, okay, okay.
The suspect was eventually taken into custody and charged with multiple counts, including kidnapping, armed robbery, and carjacking.
A tense hostage standoff at a bank came to an end overnight. ABC's Dave Packer reports.
The suspect holding five hostages at a Wells Fargo bank in St. Cloud, outside police and FBI negotiators. Special Agent in Charge Michael Paul.
We brought specialists with us to help address the incident at hand, including our tactical team, our crisis negotiators, and evidence response technicians.
The suspect releasing four hostages, and when a fifth made a dash for the door, police and FBI moved in. St. Cloud Police Chief Blair Anderson indicating negotiations paid off.
Peaceful resolution. The best possible outcome we could have had.
No one hurt. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Authorities say the suspect had a prior dispute with the bank.
We have some breaking news on KSL News Radio. A federal grand jury is indicting four former Minneapolis police officers. They're charged with violating George Floyd's civil rights. Derek Chauvin is one of those being indicted. All four officers are charged for their failure to provide Floyd with medical care. Chauvin was also charged in a second indictment stemming from the arrest and neck restraint of a 14-year-old boy in 2017.
Utah Jazz star Donovan Mitchell spoke to University of Utah graduates about facing adversity and making the most of their new lives. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live with more. Mary?
Amanda Donovan Mitchell gave a 10-minute speech over video to the commencement of the University of Utah. He talked about how to approach life after college and bringing purpose and focus to whatever these graduates do next, especially when facing obstacles.
What would be possible if we brought the same curiosity and open-minded interests that we bring to studying chemistry or computer science or business and applied it to listening to one another with respect and learning from viewpoints that are different from our own?
He also asked them to consider how they will face adversity and whether they will come back stronger. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
President Russell M. Nelson was awarded an honorary doctoral degree of science during the University of Utah commencement ceremony. The president of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints attended the U 76 years ago for his undergrad and medical degree. He was a world-renowned heart surgeon. Hope Eccles and William J. Rutter were the other two honorary doctoral degree recipients during the virtual event.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.